Zoomed in on you now.
Yeah, no.
Joined now by Modeline manager Owen Brislan after they've won through to the All-Ireland Intermediate Hurling Championship final. Owen, before we look ahead at any final, we must talk about a tremendous semi-final here with Braham. It's what a titanic tussle that was.
Absolutely, and like we were expecting nothing else, you know, and it really was. It was like nail-biting stuff there, and like we're really at the foot to the floor there, you know, and I suppose that we got the goals at the right time, you know. That's the goals came probably the right times for us, you know. But listen, all credit to Bray, they were absolutely super there, like, especially after playing the Leinster final last Saturday and turn around in 7 or 8 days. It's a credit to them, you know. But from our own point of view, I'm just delighted with our lads that we kept sticking to the process and kept sticking to the plan, and we did find the space towards the end, and but we had to grind it out today. It was really a really battle, you know. Great game.
Yeah, you mentioned the two goals. Andrew Latouche Cosgrove buries a goal after a wonderful Ed Doyle pass. But Bray come back at you again. I think they get the next 2 points to level it up again. And maybe Bray are thinking we can kick on from here. But again, you come up with a great goal, Dan Power, from the tightest of angles. But two tremendous goals, worthy, I guess, maybe of just getting your nose ahead at come the end of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Dan there at the end, he's the serious operation there, finishing up. He really sliced it in, you know. But no, Dan, listen, the one thing about Dan is he doesn't look to be the slickest of hurlers or sleekest of hurlers, but he's an engine. He'll stay going. He's the most honest player we have at training. He'll train as hard, and he'll challenge matches and challenge matches. He's been taking off every game this year for us, but today we couldn't take him off because he was just staying going. And in fairness to him, as I said there, we did get the goals at the right times, but I suppose you have to be in the right positions to get the goals, you know what I mean? And we had a man on the shoulder, and that's just all credit to the lads sticking to the plan. We didn't panic. We were panicking, but we didn't really panic. We knew we were under pressure, but once we kept our format and lads kept on the shoulder. We started well in the first half. I just thought midway through the first half that we lost our shape and we kind of dropped the gear. And when you drop a gear and momentum goes, it's very hard to get it back.
Yeah, you mentioned losing or taking off players there. You had to take off, obviously, Mark O'Dwyer. He's, you know, been such a talisman all season through every game in terms of free taking, even from play. When you lost him, maybe some other guys decided now is my time to put in that extra few percent and you know, and just step up here, because, you know, to lose a player of that ilk, it's not easy for a side. But guys stepped up and found the answers.
Absolutely, and we did miss a couple of frees after it. And listen, losing your main talisman, your main free taker in an Ireland semi-final is never easy. Mark actually lost his granny last night, so that was another blow to Mark last night, to get his head for a loss like that to the morning of a match. You know, it's very, very tough on him. But listen, he's been super all year for us, and hopefully we can get him back right. It's a bit of a grind strain. Hopefully we can get him back for the next day. But credit to all the lads. Dave Maloney came on, done a job. Andrew Touche, Dan Power, Luke Murphy was sublime. Ed Dial was absolutely super. Every time the ball went in, it stuck. Dunica came out then, stood over a couple of freezes. Dunica would do no lack of confidence there, you know. But listen, as I said, you have to have a panel. And to win something big, you have to have a panel. And that's the one thing we have. And our panel is growing, thank God, you know.
Yeah, so I just alluded at the start, All-Ireland final. I mean, I think when I spoke to you guys at the media thing in Limerick at the start of the season, it was all about maybe building and consolidating in Premier Intermediate. But here we are, what are we, 5-6 months later, Monoline heading to Croke Park. It's special, I'm sure, for yourself, but special for the whole group, because that just rewards all of the work and all of the training sessions for the season gone by.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I met the six-man committee there at the start of the year. Their whole thing was get us to the last four in Limerick. Don't let us slide anymore. That was basically what was the plan, or wanted the ones to do. At and outside of that was a bonus, you know. So to get to a county final was brilliant. To win a county final was brilliant. To go on and beat Dubh Raeford was excellent. To go on and beat Ross Grey, which is unheard of, was super altogether. And then today, like, we've just been taking it game by game, and now we're in an Ireland final. Like, from the last four in Limerick to the last two in Ireland, it's crazy, really, to be honest with you. But listen, we're enjoying the journey. We've Christmas come over now. We're this far now. We want to stay going. So I'm trying to finish the job. But obviously, I don't know who won between Taurine and Leitrim, but I'm sure whoever it is, it'll be a tough test in the final again. But we're just delighted to be there, you know.
It'll make Christmas always a great time, but it'll make it a particularly great time to have something to look forward to in mid-January. You know, guys, you'll have no difficulty getting guys training over the Christmas period.
Absolutely, it'll be an exciting time. Might be somewhat quieter than most Christmases, but we'll manage that as well. But listen, come here, these guys are so grounded and smart guys, and as I said to you before, they're just, even after the Munster final, was it 9 or 11 of them doing exams the following morning inside in UL. These boys, their heads are screwed on. There's no issue there as regards fitness, as regards getting to the field or going gym work. They really mind themselves to a just to their credit themselves and their families, you know.